Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for September 8th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. In an effort to cloud the minds of millions of Michiganders over how their state budget proposal would decimate the working class, public schools, county health departments, police, and other crime prevention programs, the MAGA Republican Michigan House passed one of those let's check every child's genitals before they visit the bathroom bills that some other authoritarian white Christian nationalist Republican states have already turned into law. Michigan House Republicans last week voted for a bill that forces a transgender youth to use the bathrooms of their sex assigned at birth rather than their gender identity. And let's be honest, this MAGA Republican obsession with child genitalia is downright sickening and disturbing, and it coincides with their obsessive and disturbing devotion to their dear leader Donald Trump, who was once best friends with a known child sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein. And by the way, we're still waiting for Congress to release those Epstein files that many MAGA Republican voters said that they were all for releasing before they were against them at the orders of their dear leader. I mean, of course, MAGA Republicans declare endlessly how they are devoted to the cause of freedom and that government must never tread on them. And MAGA Republicans also claim nonstop to be staunch Christians without actually being Christian by refusing to follow or practice the words of Jesus. Because here's the thing, transgender Americans make up 1.6% of this country's population, and more specifically, 5% of Americans 30 or younger report to either being transgender or non-binary. Not much of a majority there. But that is why, everyone, that's why MAGA Republicans are ruthlessly attacking the trans community. They've replaced their hatred for integrated schools or gay marriage for trans Americans. It's not like this was a major political issue a decade or two ago, and I'm assuming the percentage of transgender Americans was probably around the same number back then. But in order to separate the working class, the entire working class, the oligarchy, the ruling, rich, elite, and untouchable class finds ways to divide us just enough so we vote for people who claim to fight the culture wars but are really fighting a war against all of us. They are fighting a war against the entire working class for their corporate oligarchy donors. MAGA Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall gladly pushed through this bill because, you see, harassing others he deems weak is in Matt Hall's DNA. Just look up what he does to cell phones. He doesn't want to bring people together in Michigan to make their lives better. No, he wants to divide and conquer working Michiganders, and he hopes that this anti-transgender bathroom bill will be one way to accomplish that goal. Now, if you've seen Matt Hall, I'd like to ask you a question, and it's one that I've asked before. Would you want to be in the bathroom with a law-abiding transgender child or adult, or would you rather share a bathroom with a creepy MAGA Republican like Matt Hall? I'll do even better here. Let's ask about other Republicans. Would you want to share the bathroom with other creepy Republicans like Betsy DeVos, Stephen Miller, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RFK Jr., Dr. Oz, or Dear Leader Trump himself? And as we've known from E. Jean Carroll, Dear Leader was actually found liable for sexual assault, whereas a transgender kid simply just wants to use the bathroom. For all of their talk about freedom, MAGA Republicans only want freedom for the oligarch class, but also for the white Christian nationalist class. Meanwhile, we're learning how the Upper Peninsula continues losing rural hospitals and rural maternity care. And thanks to the MAGA murder budget signed into law by Dear Leader this past summer, more women in the UP will have to travel further distances to receive care. Damn those transgender kids forcing MAGA Republicans to close down rural hospitals so that DeVos, Rick Snyder, Elon Musk, and Dear Leader himself can earn more money from our work. Damn those kids! I mean, next thing you'll see MAGA Republicans do is enact gun bans on transgender Americans to hide how males are more responsible for mass shootings in this country. But they wouldn't do that because, to MAGA Republicans, the gun is sacred. Even more sacred than dead little kids in schools who got their bodies torn apart by AR-15s. From my cold, dead hands, says Moses, or, you know, Charlton Heston once roared. Oh, wait a second. Except those won't apply, though, if you're transgender, I guess. Oh, wait a second. The gun maybe isn't as sacred because if you're transgender, they don't want you owning a gun either. CNN reported last week that the Trump regime's Department of So-Called Justice is trying to find ways to ban transgender Americans from owning guns. Ah, so there are times where certain people shouldn't own guns Is that what I'm hearing, MAGA? Considering how transgender Americans face violence or violent threats on a daily basis, you'd think they'd have a right to own a gun as well, or to protect themselves from a bad guy with a gun. Oh, right. That's right. MAGA Republicans on that front, they support the bad guy with a gun. Let me repeat. MAGA Republicans only care about division of the working class, and they'll divide us in the most harmful and despicable ways. That's why progressives must always fight for those that MAGA Republicans want to harm, and that we've always got to give voice to the voiceless. It may not always be the political winner at the time, but you must always stand for principle, and you must always stand for American principles, which are freedom, and for all of us to be in the pursuit of happiness. You know what makes America, America? If MAGA Republicans are victorious in their attacks on transgender Americans, who's next on their list? Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.